I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Kentuckians suffer tremendous health inequities, among the highest rates in the nation's leading causes of cardiovascular disease, cancer, substance use disorder, diabetes, and obesity, many of which are preventable or manageable. The University of Kentucky has launched a new Center for Health Equity Transformation to address these and other related issues. It's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Nancy Schoenberg is Marion Pearsall Professor in the Department of Medical Behavioral Science at UK and Director of the UK Center for Health Equity Transformation.
Our major mission and goal is to promote health equity in the Commonwealth and beyond. And we do this through research and training. Those are our primary missions. So we want to accelerate research, meaningful research that can improve health of Kentuckians and health of other populations. So we know that in Kentucky, we experience some of the highest rates of the leading causes of death. We are number one for cancer mortality. We're right up there for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, and of course, a lot of attention's been paid to substance abuse disorder. Just about, unfortunately, every single chronic condition is higher in Kentucky, and a lot of these conditions are preventable. So, and we have evidence-based programs and policies that can be implemented to promote health. So we want to do some research, a lot of research, to make sure that we're on top of the evidence base and we're providing the evidence base that ultimately can be used to improve community health.
And I think a lot of times when people initially think of health equity, the first thing that might come to their mind is sort of the micro boots on the ground, can I get to a doctor? But this center is looking at not only that, but far broader rubrics. I noticed one issue that you'll be looking at is educating caregivers, recruiting students and others from traditionally underserved areas.
Absolutely. So our research mission is really to promote implementation, interventions, dissemination science. And we do this through all of the various levels that we know work to improve health. So individual one-on-one type interventions where you're helping people to become better informed about their diseases, all the way up to health policies. So we know right now that having sensible tobacco regulation can really decrease smoking. We've got someone we're looking at for a candidate who is a tobacco science, policy science expert. Then we have all the way from policy down to the individual and caregivers and every place in between. So we have another candidate we're thinking about bringing in who does clinically based work. So she's particularly interested in how can doctors work with their patients to alleviate some of the symptoms of lung cancer. So we've got a whole bunch of faculty members who were either trying to bring here to Kentucky from other places nationally, or we've got a lot of homegrown talent who, given the right circumstances, bringing people together, being with their colleagues, we know that we can do excellent research.
And this center really is, at its heart, fulfilling the core mission of all of us at the university, and that is to make life better for those in the Commonwealth and beyond.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like this cross-fertilization of both homegrown people and then perhaps people from other areas who might bring in fresh ideas as well.
Yes, fresh ideas are extremely important, and you oftentimes do get those from outsiders coming in. So we're very excited that we have the ability now to recruit students and faculty who can join us and really accelerate our land grant mission, which is to improve the lives of people here in Kentucky. But we also know that we want to improve health equity overall in the nation and eventually in the world. So our goals are lofty. We want to develop and implement the evidence base that can really make a difference. And we know that these things work. So we know that conducting stellar research, using the scientific methods and processes, and bringing people together in a collaborative basis can form all sorts of new ideas that really do help to stem diabetes and obesity and cancer and substance abuse and all of the key challenges that we face here.
My thanks today to Dr. Nancy Schoenberg, director of the new UK Center for Health Equity Transformation, for talking with me about the center's mission and hope for the future in decreasing the impact of illnesses upon Kentuckians and all patients. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.